we kept moving from, that's hard to describe, but different depth of spaces. So sometimes you're really close to the object. And sometimes the object is there. It's a bit, you know, in the distance. And sometimes we have places where what you hear is actually the cardboard of the loudspeaker. So it's in your room. You're out of this. You know, there are all these different level of spaces. Sometimes someone is talking to you. So that's not, and the voice sometimes is in a space. So you can imagine, oh, this is a represented space. And sometimes the voice is speaking directly to you. So the voice is almost in your living room or in your headphones. And then sometimes it's the object itself that's making the sound. So that's how the radio space, I think, exists. You know, it's like all these depth of spaces that we used, and then it's channeled through radio and it expands again. And you have all these other possibilities to how do I inscribe myself in this sound space?
Before coming here, we discussed some kind of the idea of how we would approach the idea of space. And somehow the idea of the container or the idea of the empty space or the space where anything can happen became some kind of a relevant. Like we were at some point discussing, what if we just represented the circumference or the outside or what is not, again, what is not the space? So instead of, for instance, if it's a city, instead of doing the city, why don't we just try to find what the borders of the city are, sonically or some kind of, or conceptually. But then it's interesting because then if you think of this idea of a space where things can happen, then it's very close to radio. It's a space, a potential space that gets, you know, comes alive or does not come alive, but it exists as a potential space. So I think that a lot, I'm not sure what it means from a point of view of how it was realized, but somehow in our minds, there's some kind of a similarity of this, you know, of this potential. And how do you occupy this potential? And then, you know, how do you inhabit it somehow? So I think they're very related.
And there's another thing that we discussed before, the idea that when you have this movie, it goes from A to B. When you're in a space, there's no way to do it. So the way you choose to relate to the space, you actually miss all the other ways, right? So, and we were caught with that. You know,
the
we could
commitment,
have,
you mean? The
yeah,
commitment.
You have to commit to one, and you know that all the other ways to relate to the space are lost now. And in the piece, we're caught with that. You know, sometimes we want to get this personal feeling in the piece, which means, well, the distant point of view, you're losing. And sometimes we go back to the distant point of view, but then the personal aspect is lost. And radio is like that. When you listen to this particular program, you can't rewind. It's not a CD. You can't rewind and say, oh yeah, I want to listen to that little part again. No, it's a commitment to this time now. And if you listen to that channel, you're losing all the other ones. So it's a commitment to one point of view in the space, which is very hard. You know, it hurts.